This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Waukesha County Circuit Judge Jennifer Durow says she wants to be the conservative to replace retiring conservative Patience Rogensack on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Durow, who presided over the high-profile Waukesha Parade deaths trial just a few weeks ago, made it official yesterday. She's entering the February primary for what will be an open seat on the high court. And Durow made it clear that she's courting voters who like Rogensack's judicial philosophy.
We must replace Justice Rogensack with a judicial conservative who will fairly and faithfully apply the law as written to the facts of the cases that come before the court.
There are three other candidates running for state Supreme Court, including one who's already lined up some conservative support. That's former State Justice Dan Kelly, who was a private bar attorney before then-Republican Governor Scott Walker appointed Kelly to the Supreme Court in 2016. Kelly lost his election bid 2 years ago. WUWM asked Durow, a Walker appointee in 2011, to the Waukesha bench, how she differs from Kelly.
11 years on the trial bench is very considerable, and it gives me a breadth and a depth of experience, not just in criminal cases, in civil cases, in family cases, and then, of course, all of my background being a guardian ad litem, doing defense work, and a prosecutor. I don't think there's anyone in the field that is as well-rounded as I am with their judicial experience.
The other two state Supreme Court candidates may beg to differ. Their Dane County Judge Everett Mitchell, who's been on the bench for 6 years and is a former assistant district attorney, and Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasiewicz, who's been a jurist for 8 years and spent 25 years as an assistant DA. Mitchell and Protasiewicz are viewed as the more liberal candidates, as Democrats and others hope to take control of the 7-member high court away from conservatives in the April election. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.